Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, June 24th. Tesla has unblocked the view into Gigafactory Texas windows, giving us, through drones, a peek into the Cybertruck production line. The main thing visible are Tesla's massive 9,000-ton gigapresses, which are the biggest casting presses in the world. The automaker has two of them, and they are both believed to be doing Cybertruck production. They appear to be up and running, as several large casting parts have been spotted over the last few weeks. Electrek recently reported that Tesla told suppliers to get ready for production of 375,000 units per year. Those gigapresses should help the automaker get there, but that shouldn't happen until late next year at the earliest that they reach any volume production. Rivian is changing their focus as the electric pickup truck market begins to heat up. The R1T is going to see a lot of lower-priced competition in the coming months. The Ford F-150 Lightning is ramping up production, and the soon-to-be-launched Silverado EV and Cybertruck will soon be around. Rivian can now deliver an R1T pickup truck to a customer within 2 weeks. It even has a one-day show-up at the factory to pick up a truck, and that was an event last week. For their R1S SUV, the competition is still a little ways off. The mislabeled SUVs of the crossover world, like the Kia EV6 or the Mustang Mach-E, can't even pretend to be off-road capable the way that Rivian can. And indeed, Rivian announced in their latest earnings call that it was switching its mix of output to favor its 7-seat R1S. There is competition for the R1S on the horizon in the form of the Kia EV9 and the revival of the Scout badge, which is coming back as an electric brand from Volkswagen. A more powerful, high-performance Ford F-150 Lightning electric pickup is coming. According to the trademark filings with the U.S. Patent Office, it could go by the name Flash. The trademark says it's for, quote, motor vehicles, namely automobiles, pickup trucks, electric vehicles, in the nature of automobiles, pickup trucks, sport utility vehicles, and their structural parts. No other details of the EV performance truck have been revealed. However, the current F-150 Lightning puts out 580 horsepower, 775 pound-feet of torque, and a 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. With that said, we would expect the high-performance version to be easily over 1,000 horsepower. Infiniti showed off its first EV at a recent dealer meeting, with some of them describing it as a Tesla-like electric sedan. Although some dealers wished it would be sooner, Infiniti doesn't plan to release a fully electric car till the second half of the decade. It's first expected to go on sale in late of 2026. Dealers who were shown the Infiniti model described it as similar to the Model S in terms of proportion and design. It also had what was called a striking evolution of the Q70. The new Infiniti EV will feature a longer wheelbase with shorter overhangs, a new headlight and taillight design, and a single light strip across the width of the vehicle. Oh, and a Porsche-like rear end. Volkswagen's chief financial officer, Arno Antlitz, told Autocar that he believes Volkswagen Group will be able to deliver an affordable EV with the new cheaper battery materials and streamlined production. Volkswagen revealed a vehicle called the ID2 All concept back in March to showcase its intentions with a starting price of under 25,000 euros. The CFO told Autocar, quote, "For the time being, we're quite confident that we can achieve that price point." He went on to say, quote, "There are a lot of innovations coming on the technical side. This car will have the first in-house battery cells from our Valencia plant. We're just ramping up. We will have much more scale by then." Now, although his comments were aimed at the ID2 All EV, the report notes that these developments could result in an even more affordable EV model called the ID1. The ID1 is expected to start around 17,000 euros as the smallest, cheapest EV from Volkswagen. 2.5 years after beginning development of its flagship EV, the Ocean, the company Fisker is delivering its first U.S. customers right now. They started with the first 22 deliveries in California, being the launch edition of the vehicle, handed over from their headquarters in Manhattan Beach. The Fisker Ocean One recently garnered an EPA-certified range of 360 miles with their 113 kilowatt-hour battery pack. Looking ahead, Fisker will continue Ocean deliveries in the U.S. and Europe, while it gears up to establish production footprints and sales in China. Multiple Nikola electric semi-trucks caught on fire in Phoenix. The cause of the fire is still unknown, but the company suspects foul play. Nikola seemed to be making good efforts to shake their spotted past when the founder of the company was ousted under fraud allegations, among other foibles. They began making deliveries and scaling up to a humble amount of production, but recently they began cutting 270 jobs as they were trying to rein in costs. This was done in an effort to convince shareholders to approve an issuance of more shares in order to provide capital to keep the company going. The deadline for approval was this month, and they wound up extending it. But now to add to the trouble, the Phoenix Fire Department confirmed that they were working on, quote, multiple electric semi-trucks. They caught fire at Nikola's headquarters. Nikola didn't give too many details, but released a statement that reads in part, quote, foul play is suspected as a vehicle was seen in the area of the affected trucks just prior to the incident, and an investigation is underway. According to Bank of America's annual Car Wars report, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis will gain the largest share of the EV market in the U.S. in the next 4 years. Now, to be clear, we're talking about gains in the market share, not so much who will end with the most market share. The report analysis points to EVs representing as much as 26% of the total U.S. auto sales by 2026, fueled by the Inflation Reduction Act and growing demand. They say that although, quote, Tesla's dominance in this still nascent market segment may be coming to an end, it will remain an important factor. Now, the report forecasts that Tesla's market share will fall from a peak of 78% back in 2018 to about 18% by the end of the year 2026. Ford and General Motors are both projected to reach 14% EV market share in the U.S., while Stellantis will be at 8%. According to Reuters, Washington State intends to mandate that chargers that get public money must have the North American Charging Standard plug. As we reported with the State of Texas announcement earlier this week, we believe that the state mandate won't really have much of an effect on the new standards, as charging companies and manufacturers have already announced their intentions to switch. Or add. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Noah Body says, with Ford's debt and declining sales, I wondered who would be dumb enough to lend them money. Ditto for GM. Of course, it's the government. Yeah, Noah, I myself don't trust the government as far as I can throw them. And with the government getting larger and larger every day, it's not looking very good. But, oh well. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.